Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, 855-993-7569, which is the way to get in touch with me today or any particular day. We have the better part of an hour left with one another. So if you've been thinking, well, maybe I'll call her, now is a really good time to do so, 855-993-7569. And in honor of Martin Luther King Day on Monday, we were kind of, what I sort of said is we had talked about Martin Luther King and his contribution to American life and on his birthday, which seemed to me, I mean, I think Manny and I are the traditional school. We really like celebrating on the appropriate day. Even though I know America loves Monday holidays. So we'd already done that last week. So on Monday, I said, let's talk about race relations in America, because it's a great opportunity to do so. And on the one hand, I think an awful lot of Americans felt really, really positive about not so much about Barack Obama per se, because we really didn't know very much about him. I'm not sure we ever know about a president before he's elected. But the fact that he was African-American, and as I think the rest of the world was impressed, I think regardless of political parties, that as American citizens, that we could, as a majority of us, said, hey, this is great. Again, solely, which I suppose to a certain extent is kind of an interesting statement, because we were sort of celebrating not so much Barack Obama because we didn't know anything about him, you know, as certainly as a president, but the fact that as a group we could say that this man seems to us the better of the two candidates, the more qualified, and oh yeah, he happens to be African American. Now, what you feel about it today, you know, we really don't do politics per se, so we're not saying thumbs up or thumbs down. There have been a New York Magazine did a whole issue about is he going to be reviled or revered by historians, and obviously still to be determined. But the very fact that this was something that happened, I think, is a statement that, I was in Times Square the night he was elected, and it was like a super party. Now you could say, well, New York is really liberal and, you know, is probably the least racist city in America, and I would agree with all that. But I still think there was a sense of jubilation that an awful lot of people were really proud to be Americans on that day, because certainly as a country we've made some great and glorious movements and moves and deeds, but we've also had some missteps. And feeling that certainly that the election of Barack Obama did not signal that slavery never happened, and that it didn't stop until much later than many countries, but that at least it said that somehow we've gotten out from underneath the yoke of not the responsibility and not the guilt and not the fact that it happened, but moving forward, moving from that. Now, how far we've moved, how much farther we have to move, I don't think anybody would say that we're a country that is colorblind at this moment. And as Ruth points out, I'm not sure we need to be colorblind per se. I don't think we need to be blind to the fact that we are different. I think we just have to be accepting that the packaging should not be the determination of whether we vote for somebody, whether we like somebody, whether we feel well-disposed to them or badly disposed to them. The behavior should be, not the packaging. Okay, let's go back to your marinated Facebook responses.
All right, we'll continue.
We do believe, we may or may not believe in race, but we do believe in marinades.
let's continue on with Chip. Chip says, when asked, you know, where we think race relations are in 2015, he says they are exactly where people want them to be, which I think you could
probably take. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you could, if there's two different ways you can look at, you know, a statement like that. Is he saying you know, I mean, is he saying...
It's in everybody's mind, it's all individual?
Yeah, or is he saying, you know, this is... Race relations are only where, you know, if people want them to be better, then people have to take the next steps to make them better. I'm wondering where...
I think you're giving that statement a little more credit than it's due, or a little different credit. Read it again.
He says they are exactly where people want them to be in terms of race relations.
See, I would view it not so much as... I would view it as some people are feeling like we haven't done enough, and some people are feeling that enough's been done, or that... I mean, I think what he's saying is that there is no zeitgeist, which I would disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
That it's there is no sort of general statement. There's only individual prejudices or lack of prejudices.
Right.
Which I think is true on a microscopic level, but in fact, that behavior, is societal laws, for example, are really not determined particularly by individuals. They are determined by the zeitgeist. And let me just give you two examples. One is gay marriage, where the zeitgeist, the generalized sense of what's okay and not okay has changed radically, in the last 3 to 4 years. All right? And that's not individuals per se. Now, certainly individuals are going to affect it. But there's also been a sea change. There has been a huge shift. That California is talking about assisted suicide, legalized assisted suicide, is either the beginning, but it's at least a symptom of a change in perception about suicide. And this is for terminally ill. It's not for people who are depressed, although at some point that's going to be an issue that people are going to have to talk about. It, and it's probably one of the major factors of why this country is not particularly in favor of it, whereas there are a number of countries, I think Denmark is one, I think Sweden is one, where it's been part of the culture for a very long time. But that whole issue about psychological pain as opposed to physical pain is a huge one that this country is going to have to wrestle with as that becomes more and more of a change. But there gets to be, especially in a democracy, a critical mass. And, I mean, you saw it in the New York legislature a couple of years ago. I think it was 3 years ago when, I believe it was 3 years ago. Maybe it was two. See, I didn't know I was going to talk about this, so I didn't look it up. When the legislature had been against gay marriage, had voted against it repeatedly, and then both were Republicans, one was Catholic, had changed their vote. And what they talked about was just that there had been a change in their constituency, in the country, and so they felt that it was something, and in their own minds, that they decided that it was something that should change. And you could say, well, that really is an individual change, but it wasn't. It was they were both saying that they were responding to something that was larger than what they felt, and that their own particular belief system was no longer relevant to their vote, which I guess is exactly the opposite as I was chastising legislators for not doing exactly that, for understanding that their own personal point of view was less relevant than the fact that they were representing people who might have different points of view on different issues. All right, keep going.
Let's go to Genevieve. She says, nothing has changed. There's still animosity among races. Still have to work on peace and acceptance.
Well, to say nothing's changed, I don't know what when she's sort of starting what her starting point is, because that slaves were only they were counted as 3/4, or I think was it 3/4?
I think it was 3/4. 3/4.
Yeah, 3/4 of a human. So I mean, that certainly we don't. That there were poll taxes in Texas up until the 60s, so that lynchings were certainly not uncommon, that racism was really institutionalized. And you could say, well, it hasn't come as far as it should, but to say it hasn't changed at all, I think, is not fair. So, and not accurate. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, we're going to finish up with race relations because, you know, having sort of launched it, we figure people should be heard, and then we'll see where we get. Okay, 855-99-DR-JOY, not a bad time to call. All righty.
All right, we just got the one more comment on that question where people think race relations are now. We'll wrap up with Christine. She says, I am tired of whites being the bad guy. I sit back and see shows like Black-ish, which I love, but put out a show called Whitish and see what happens. Oprah did a documentary on skin color, and after I thought we all have things that we have damaged, that have damaged us during our journey of life. It isn't just blacks or natives. Today we need to be against ignorance and teach our kids respect so the future will be better.
I don't disagree with that, but and look, I'm a Southerner, so there are movies, for example, what was it, The Help, which I really just drove me nuts. And the movies that suggest that everybody who has dark skin is saintly and everybody who has white skin is devilish. 12 Years a Slave, I really hated. For that reason. The only white in there was what's his name? Brad Pitt. And he was a Canadian. So, I mean, the idea that somehow all whites are oppressive and horrible and all African-Americans are saintly and wonderful, it's nonsense. People are people, and that's my point. I think it's okay to dislike somebody who has dark skin, but because they have nasty manners or because they kicked you in the shin or because... for something because they have bad breath, but not because of their skin, because their breath or the fact that they kicked you in the shins or that. And I think it's even okay to dislike somebody if they dislike you, although not the world's most grown up response. But the issue is not is one group good and the other group's bad, because that is in fact racism. Mm-hmm. But that we allow people, we look at people for how they behave, not how they look. That's it. And it's okay to be aware of how they look. I mean, we're not stupid and we're not blind. But to base our assumptions about who they are on that is just plain stupid and limiting. And it's as limiting to us as it is to them. So, and I think teaching, how do you teach that? And I think part of it is you just, you know, World War II actually helped that, because you had some regiments that were mixed races. It's one of the reasons why I've always been in favor of not of a draft per se, but at 18 that everybody, men, women, and everybody, goes into some kind of national service for 2 years. Everybody, across the board. It doesn't have to be war. It can be the Peace Corps. It can be Doctors Without Borders. It can be anything. But the idea being that it doesn't make any difference how rich or poor you are. You have to graduate high school, I suppose. You have to be able to read and write. And everybody goes into it. Because it's a way of... that racism really breaks down when people get to know each other. And that's it. So there.
All right.
All right.
Should we go to the, we got a Facebook, post from someone that had a question.
Okay.
All right. This poster chose to remain anonymous. They say, Dr. Joy, my husband was diagnosed with cancer a week ago. He is hospitalized at this point and started chemo yesterday. He doesn't want me to call nurses or doctors for wellness checks or progress reports. I am there every day and can talk to them then. But I would also like to call in the early morning just to check for any changes, etc. My question is, should I continue to call? I only call once, or stop at his request? I don't want to upset him either. Thanks for your input, and I'll listen for your answer.
Okay, then. So let me make sure I understand this correctly. Husband recently diagnosed cancer in the hospital. You go see him every day, but you're calling up the physicians to check on his progress. I'm not sure why you need to do that if you're there every day. And it sounds to me that what your husband is feeling, and you can ask him, I mean, you're allowed to talk to him, is what's the trouble for you? And my guess, he's going to say that either they've asked him to ask her not to do it, which they could also talk with her as well. I'm not sure what information you think you're getting early in the morning that you're not being able to get from him. Maybe it's he feels that you've become his mom, that he's... And that's something to be very well aware of with anybody who's sick. that especially with men, even more so than women, is the notion that somehow I am less of a man. And if your calling in the morning makes him feel that you've become his mom, I think it's worth not doing, even though it's not going to change the information. And getting the information from him may be important to him, that he feels that he's sick, he's in the hospital, he can't be at home, he's not working, that you're going to have to do some caretaking for him. He may already feel less important and less manly because of the situation. And if you calling and having information before he does, or having information he doesn't have, makes him feel worse, I wouldn't do it. Because it's not going to change the information. It's not like calling, if you don't call, that something terrible is going to happen. But you need to ask yourself what it is that you're getting that you can't get from him, and how it feels to him. But as I said, if I had to guess, which I hate guessing, but if I had to guess, I would guess that what he's feeling is that he's already in a position where he feels more of a child, more of an infant than he did before. And so you having information that he doesn't have, you dealing with his doctors before he has a chance to, makes him feel even less manly, less grown up. So if that's the case, you could ask him. And if that's the case, I'd stop doing it. Because there's no information that you're going to get that is going to enable you to behave in a way that is worthwhile enough to offset the sense that he has that you're treating him like he was not quite bright or not quite grown up. And how he feels about himself and how he feels about you and how he feels about the treatment is going to be a significant factor in his progress as any of the chemo he's getting. So, number one, ask yourself what it is you hope to gain by the early morning calls. Number two is, are you getting anything that you can't get later? And most importantly, how he feels about it. And the only way to know that is to ask him, but to say, explain to me why you'd prefer that I didn't. And he may not be able to put his finger right on it. And for most men, saying, well, it makes me feel like you're the mom and I'm the child, he's unlikely to be able to say that, but you can ask him. So figure out why it is that you're doing it, whether it's worth the chagrin. But my guess is that he's feeling that you're basically, I hate to use the words castrating in this particular case, but that he's less manly, that you've taken over a more aggressive role than he can do, and he's not comfortable with it. So ask him. Because you don't want this period of your relationship to be argumentative or abrasive or confrontational. And if you can't get any of this information, then stop doing it, right? Because whatever you're gaining is not worth his discomfort about it. But I think you at least have some guidelines to figure out what's going on and why. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, so somebody just sent an urgent email, right? An urgent Facebook saying, okay, we need you to respond to this.
Correct. And it's okay. Actually from Chip, who commented on the race relations question. He posts on our Facebook page. He says, Dr. Joy, we are a representative republic. On gay marriage, how do you explain when put up for a vote that people have supported traditional marriage like they did in California, but then was overturned in court and not challenged by the state?
Okay. I actually am not much of an authority on this except this particular case. So thank you for asking exactly that question. There is a very good documentary called The Case Against Proposition 8. And it turns out that the way that California And the people in who sponsored Proposition 8 actually are interviewed as well. And they said, look, if we put this on the ballot as gay marriage, we will lose. So what the ballot, the publicity, and they spent gazillions of dollars for Proposition 8, said protect the children. So especially for people who are not particularly informed about the issues, which I would argue that, you know, that there are an awful lot of elections where people are not really very well informed. And they bombarded the airwaves with the notion being that this is going to protect our children. That's what Proposition 8 is, just protecting children. Well, who among us, especially if you're not really aware of what's going on, are going to vote not to protect children? And the sponsors of Proposition 8 actually admitted that that's what they did. They said, if we put this on a ballot that says for or against gay marriage, we will lose. Gay marriage will win. So they couched it in other terms. So that's the answer, because the people of California were overwhelmingly in favor of gay marriage. They just because it was called, I think, the proposition to protect children or something of that sort. So that's the answer, is that people were not particularly aware. They didn't really do their homework, and the people who sponsored Proposition 8 were smart enough to figure out how to couch something in ways that that people would vote for rather than against. So that's why. The Supreme Court, as you know, is going to take up gay marriage. But there have been poll after poll for about the last 5 years that say that Americans either don't care or are in favor of gay marriage. My particular point is, who cares? I mean, look, the straights have done it. We've done a terrible job at marriage. 50% of marriages end in divorce. That who cares if somebody wants to marry somebody else? I mean, that should the state really be in the position? And my stance has been that I understand that there are religious groups that feel very strongly that marriage should be between men and women. I think that's fine. So you can choose, all of us should be able to choose, I think, between a state-sanctioned marriage, and you get married if you're consenting adults, and a religious ceremony, which means you've got to clear it with whatever religion you want to be married by. And I think that's fine. And you can have both, which is true in an awful lot of countries. But why should you or I determine that two people, because it really does confer second-class citizenship. It's saying that you, because of your choice of a partner, you have to remember that marrying somebody of another race was illegal for an awfully long period of time. And most of us would consider that an outrage at this moment. That who are you to determine that if a man and a woman have different colored skin, that they're not allowed to marry one another? Who are we to determine that? Does that mean they love each other less? They're going to be less. We're not even talking about parenting, even though that's what Proposition 8 did. We're not even talking about parenting. We're just saying, should these two people be allowed the same protection under the law in terms of marriage that you and I have if both of us are pink or yellow or striped or polka dot? And that's all that gay marriage says. And listen, I was in favor, to be quite honest, of the idea of domestic partners. Said, you know, we can all be, and as far as I'm concerned, you can call it anything you want. That if you are a member of a church group that says that marriage is between a man and a woman, then fine. But should the state determine that? And doesn't that make people who fall in love with somebody of the same sex a second-class citizen? And do we believe that? Do we believe that's okay anymore? And I think basically we don't as a country. All righty. So that's the answer to that. I just happen to know that the answer to that.
Well, you know, if I can kind of piggyback off of that, Bruce had responded to the post that Chip made, and it kind of pretty much summed up what you just broke down. He says it's kind of like putting interracial marriage up to a vote in Mississippi in 1965. Probably would not have gone well either. Yet, last I checked, the sky has not fallen, and my marriage is fine. Same for civil rights for gay people. My two cents.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, the issue is, I have said to friends, you know, to gay friends, well, what about domestic partnership? And they said, why should we have to settle for that if you don't?
Yeah.
So that's what the issue is. So I just happen to know the answer to that one. In many situations, I would not, but I just happen to know the answer to that one. All righty, speaking of something that's a little less controversial, which is, what have I got here? I've got a couple minutes.
Yep.
And listen, if you want to call up, I was sort of hoping that we would have exactly the same discussion, although it turned out to be a little different than I thought it was going to be, because it all of a sudden about gay marriage, not about race relations, that I was hoping we'd have this kind of, I really love when you guys talk to me or to each other, but nevertheless, you guys are the ones who get to determine what you want to do here. That DARPA, which is the development part of the, I told you, had given a briefing once at DARPA, and I did a really good job until I confused a pupillary response at the very end and just blew like a two-hour presentation, but those kinds of things happen. DARPA is the research and development arm of the Department of Defense. They have a new, it's called Atlas Unplugged. It's a new 6'2" tall robot. It weighs 245 pounds. It's basically about 75% new. The lower legs and feet were carried over from the original design. And they, apparently DARPA has a robotic challenge, which I think is very smart. A competition that can help develop robots that can help respond to natural and man-made disasters. You know, you'd send, for example, if there was a toxic spill or there was radiation or whatever, weapons of mass destruction or biological weapons that you'd... that you'd send in a robot because it was not safe to send in human beings. There apparently seven of the teams involved are using the Atlas Unplugged. Their hardware comes from DARPA, but they each create software. And this can stand by itself. I mean, it's kind of cool. Would you like to have a 6 foot, 245, maybe to play football? I just thought, this is, you know what? This is what football could be. Exactly. Yeah. All we have to do is teach them to toss a football, and all those head injuries go away. And people can, the owners can still, you know, they can paint their robots, whatever team they want, and somebody will get a 280-pound robot, and they can play football, and it'll be fine, and nobody will get their head bashed in anymore. I just came up with a great idea. 3.7 battery pack, kilowatts, should provide enough power for 1 hour of walking, standing, use of tools, and other movements. They got to cut the cord, all right? They've got repositioned shoulders and arms. See? Quarterbacks! Arms which can move through a larger space, three onboard perception computers for analyzing sensor data, coaches, and task planning. Wireless routers in the head for communication, and a new pump to make the robot much quieter. No cheerleaders. They expect 20 teams to compete in the challenge, which happens in June, many of which will be using their own robots with a $2 million prize for first place. A million for second and 500,000 for third place. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot cheaper than any other way of getting the software. The robots will have to operate completely without wires, whether it's power cords or communication cables. The teams will have to communicate with their robots over a secure wireless network and are not allowed to touch the robot after it begins to run. If a robot falls or gets stuck, it's on its own. I sort of feel like that's like my program. They'll knock out the communications between the robots and their human operators for up to a minute during the test. Gotcha. With the idea of replicating the conditions that the robots would face going into a disaster zone. Spotty communications will force the robots to make some progress on their own during communications blackout. How cool is that?
Very cool.
We like that a lot. So, I do think I'm only being somewhat facetious. I'm not actually being all that facetious about making it, football players, right? Wouldn't you root for your robotic team?
Yeah, I would.
Hey, the NFL, listen up. 855, they're gonna ban my program. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise. Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help, whatever it is that's on your mind. So we were talking earlier about fake news stories and the fact that if people see it online, they believe it to be true, regardless of how problematical it is. I've told, and this isn't exclusively the internet. I mean, this is, I've told the story before. When I was in San Francisco, I was working evenings, and the radio and the television station were adjacent to one another, and so I would go, and it was not a syndicated show at that moment, although it covered, I think, a bunch of states, but it wasn't syndicated. And so I would go over on news breaks on the hour and do a rip and read, and just pick up AP or UPI and just rip and, you know, take whatever the story was. I guess I didn't report the news. I wasn't doing the news. There was a news person on, but I would know what the news stories were so people I could talk about it during the program, kind of like we do here, except that this is national and international. And it was really a California station, even though, as I said, it covered like 13 states or something because it just boomed out at night. And one night I went down and I ripped it off, and it said that there was a 6-alarm fire. And the address was across the street from where I was broadcasting. So I did what any intrepid reporter would do. I opened the door and looked out. Well, there was nothing. There was nothing. There was no fire. There was no smoke. There was no fire department. There was no nothing. So, and there was never a retraction printed. But it really, and this was well before computers per se. This was in the, you know, mid-80s. I guess there were computers, but they weren't widely dispersed, and everybody didn't have one. I sort of remember thinking, wow. And not only that, but it was on the local news. They carried it as a story. They didn't open the door and stick their head out and check. So that whole issue about reporting news is not accurate. And when, for example, I've been on the air during evacuations and you know, all sorts of stuff. And, for example, the blackout in New York, I was on the air, and people were reporting that it was a terrorist attack. And I said I would not report anything until it was confirmed by two separate sources. And I was one of the few people who didn't say it was a terrorist attack. And, of course, it wasn't. But now Facebook has gotten into the game. I guess part of it is that that I, you know, deal in credibility as opposed to many news stations that deal in, I don't know, flamboyance. Facebook has announced that it's added an option for people to report fake news stories that appear on their news feeds. This seems to be one of those things could be a little problematical. They said it. Hello. Well, I saw it in two places. This works in the same way as reporting a story as spam, according to a Facebook blog. When you click to hide a story, you also have the option to report the content. Stories that include scams or deliberately misleading news are reported 2.5 times more often than links to other stories. Again, I don't know. This seems a little iffy. Posts that are reported frequently will be annotated with a message warning people that many others on Facebook have reported it. Reported it or reported as inaccurate? Facebook assures that satirical content intended to be humorous will not be affected. Doesn't this sound a little dangerous to you?
It does.
I mean, like, oh, well, I saw it in 14 places. Because to a certain extent, what we think, I mean, listen to what I just said, is before I would report anything that I would be certain that it was confirmed by at least two independent sources. Although I do not use Facebook as one of my independent sources or even as one of my sources except from you guys. So I don't know. This seems like asking for some trouble, but what do I know? Alrighty, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we were talking about that Carl Rogers in the 50s said that therapists should possess warmth, genuineness, and empathy. And what they've decided is not only should therapists possess that, but anybody who wants to be a leader should at least appear. You practice sincerity in front of the mirror every day. So the idea being, and they've done some research actually with an oncology study about people who feel that their doctor is empathic and genuine and warm actually do much better than people who feel that their doctors are cold or clinical or scientific. And, you know, that they actually used to teach bedside manner. I don't know if they do in medical school anymore or not. When I was in medical school, there was such a crisis that they were actually teaching bedside manners because they had felt this was in the, I was in medical school in the 80s. And no, I didn't finish medical school. I passed boards and I finished the first 2 years, passed boards, and then I started doing radio. So I have a PhD and I have medical school background, but I am not a physician. And I constantly remind you guys of that. But the idea being that there was such a crisis in medicine at that point of people feeling that their doctors, you know, didn't care about them, and that the doctors, from going and being the top of the most respected profession, were close to, if not the bottom, at least had plummeted. So in medical school, they were actually teaching bedside manner. I don't know how you teach empathy. And part of the problem was that medical school was so competitive, and that such emphasis was put on science, that kids who were really good at, first of all, science and math and taking tests were the people who got into medical school, which are not necessarily the people who are going to have great social skills. Doesn't necessarily mean they won't. I mean, I'm not suggesting that all people who are really smart are really not very warm and fuzzy, but there was a problem. I have no idea whether they teach it at all anymore, and it was not a very good course anyway. All right. So the idea being that that the more empathic you seem to be, not that you are, interestingly enough, but that you seem to be, the more impact you're going to have. When oncologists express empathy, it can go a long way to helping people with cancer understand their treatment, stick with it better, and fare better medically. Patients who had the common cold, who gave their clinician a perfectly perfect empathy score, reported that their colds were less severe, lasted fewer days. In a study of 710 cancer patients in Germany, physician empathy was positively associated with improvement in patient-reported outcomes of depression and quality of life. In a study of over 20,000 patients with diabetes, researchers found that patients of physicians with high empathy scores had a significantly lower rate of metabolic complications. So when you call up and tell me you don't get along with your doctor, or you don't think your doctor cares about you, you hear me all the time say, change doctors, okay? Because it's not a popularity contest, but that feeling that your doctor really understands you is just much better medicine. In a study of 900 diabetic patients, researchers found that patients of physicians with high empathy scores were significantly more likely to have good control of their hemoglobin, right? And good LDL control. I mean, think about it. You can actually affect your blood pressure and your cholesterol. All right, so there we go. Therapeutic empathy has a moderate to large causal effect on recovery from depression. If you think your doctor isn't on the same wavelength, get a different doctor. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.